This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So let's get into the five guys. And having listened to you, I there's a chance that our five guys may not overlap, because I do think that they should be in the conversation for some of those top guys. So I have a couple of those on my list. So let's alternate. I'll let you go first on who is the number one guy on your free agent.
Okay, I'm going to do this in two tiers. Okay, I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a couple guys that would be on my free agent list that we're probably going to have similar. And then I'm going to give you a couple guys that I think are going to be a more realistic target for what the Detroit Lions are going to be. Okay. So I'm going to start number one. Obviously, my wish list, if I could get one guy from this free agent class to bring in to the Detroit Lions, it would be Danielle Hunter. And that's probably going to cost you upwards of $25 million a year, whatever that looks like. But he's a guy I think that has probably another 3 or 4 years of his prime. He is an every down player. He seems, from all reports, and I played against Danielle Hunter, he seems like a guy that would fit this culture. He seems like a guy that would be able to come in from day one and just take that defense to an entire different level. Giving you an every down, he's not just a situational guy that you're going to pay $20 million to play 10 snaps or 15 snaps on third down. He's going to be an every down guy. The impact that a guy like that could have on this defense, I think, would be monumental to any other free agent that they could possibly bring in. So Danielle Hunter, if I had my pick, TJ's pick, I'm going out there and telling Danielle Hunter, you're going to be a Detroit Lion. We're going to pay you. I don't care what the market looks like. Get your ass in Honolulu Blue. Get over here. We need a guy like you.
All right. So before you give me your phase two of edge rushers, I want to give you my number one guy. So I didn't play against any of these guys. We are now.
Oh yeah, you're old.
Past any of
there's no 30-year veterans.
No. And so when I'm looking at these guys, and I'm kind of going with what I know, I don't know what Danielle Hunter, what he's like in the locker room. I don't know, and honestly, we don't know any of these guys. But I know a little bit more about one of these individuals, and that's Christian Wilkins. I had a chance to cover him when he was at Clemson, meet him when they played Alabama in one of the national championship games, talk to Dabo and talk to some of his teammates. And I actually had a chance to get to know him just a little bit. And this is a dude that fits exactly what you would think Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes would be guys that they would want to draft. Now that they're free agents, I think would be guys that they could identify that you insert them in this locker room and they're great culture guys. Christian Wilkins, to me, is a great culture guy. And like I mentioned, I had a chance to get to know him a little bit in his last year at Clemson. And in talking to some individuals down at Miami, he was the absolute leader of that defense. He was a guy that played every snap, never came out of the game, always showed up to practice. Would play through nicks, bumps, injuries, and was a guy that I believe is, if you got a definition that is a Dan Campbell guy, it would be Christian Wilkins. And a guy that if you're going to pay $24, $25 million a year, Christian Wilkins fits everything that I believe they're looking for. So he would be the number one guy that I would target. Not to say that Danielle Hunter is not, or some of these other edge guys couldn't be, but he is the guy that I think is closest to and I know the most about, and I would love this, to add him to this defensive front.
Yep, it makes sense. It's hard to argue, and I think everybody would obviously love to see a guy like Christian Wilkins' stature on this defensive line. I'm going to go with my tier two guys. I'm going to stick with the edge. I'm going to give you a couple names here that I think are going to be more likely to be targeted from Brad Holmes. And the first one, and I was driving in this morning listening to your morning show, and Costa kind of stole my thunder on this, but Denico Autry is a guy who, look, he's 33. He's been in the league for a long time. I played, I think it was in Oakland, you know, at the start of his career. Last couple of years was with Tennessee. You know, their team wasn't very, he's been a guy that's kind of under the radar. 12 sacks last year as a kind of five tech, move inside on interior pass rush positions.
Great connection with the defensive line.
And, you know, I'm trying not to be lazy here and just say, oh, let's pick all the coaches where they came from and find the free agents. But I think Denico Autry is a guy that obviously Terrell Williams would know if he is able to fit this Dan Campbell culture. And obviously I think these coaches like players that have a connection that they know about. We know that character. We know that high character. We know values play a big part in the players that they bring in. I think if Denico Autry fits that model, then he could be a guy that I think the Lions would go after maybe later on in the market, not maybe a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but maybe a Thursday, Friday, to bring a guy like that in onto one-year deal or a two-year deal. I think he would be a guy that would be realistic that could say, that's a hell of a team over there in Detroit. They've got an opening. I can go there and I'm not going to be a backup. He's probably going to be a starter for at least another year. And I think he could really help this team. And he's had, gosh, I think 8+ sacks in the last 4 years. You know, he's a pretty consistent guy when you look at his stats. And he's pretty – he wreaks havoc, too, I mean, when you turn the film on. And he's a name that not a lot of people know. But if the Lions were able to land him on one of those shorter-term deals, a veteran contract, you know, 1 year, $10 million, 2 year, $18 million, I would be thrilled with that. I think he's a guy that could definitely help out. And another guy, too. Look, there's probably two guys I'm going to throw.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
In the same category here, one is Jadeveon Clowney. And the other one is Za'Darius Smith. Now, Za'Darius Smith, we remember from Green Bay, you know, had a couple really phenomenal years, had some back issues that he ended up missing some time there, went to Minnesota a couple years ago, was really damn good. And then last year, I think, was in Cleveland, where he had he's just extremely disruptive. He's a guy that's 31, Za'Darius Smith, that I think he's one of the best interior pass rushers. You can put him on the outside on early downs and then the inside on pass rush downs, and he could be a guy that would tremendously help Aiden Hutchinson. He's got a vast amount of moves. He is a versatile guy. He can play all over that defensive front. I think another guy that would fit that mold of maybe bringing in on a 1 or 2 year deal and kind of giving him that, you know, hey, we got a chance to play for a Super Bowl. I think that could be a guy that would interest them as well. If they were able to go after and target a guy like Za'Darius Smith or Jadeveon Clowney, who's kind of had a similar path, bounced around on a bunch of different teams, was with the Ravens last year, obviously one of the best defenses in the NFL. Those can be a couple pass rush guys that I think would – Jadeveon Clowney, I don't know much about on the personality side. I think there's might be maybe a reason why he's been on so many different teams over the last couple of years.
He's productive everywhere.
But he's
goes.
Productive, right? And he kind of seems to be one of those guys that maybe it took him a little longer to figure out now that he's probably in his eighth or ninth year. But I think those could be a couple guys where if I heard the Lions targeting either one of those players, I'd be pretty excited because I think they bring a lot of juice to that pass rush up front.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple of guys that are gonna be down the list a little bit. One of them would be Bryce Huff. Who's an edge guy out of the Jets. He was an undrafted free agent, has proven that he can be very consistent at getting after quarterback. He's not going to break the bank, but he's a guy that's young enough that you could sign to a 3 or 4 year deal. Again, he's not going to break the bank, but he could come in and be that guy opposite Aiden that goes out there and really produces not only by himself. And I like the idea of having him along with James Houston, along with Aiden Hutchinson, Aleem McNeil, and the ability to move all of those guys around. We know that, AG loves to be able to use those guys in multiple positions. And he's a guy, in passing downs, you want him on the edge. But at different times, you can sprinkle him in on the inside. He's a little bit undersized for that, but creates a mismatch at times. And another guy out of Houston. Opposite
Greenard,
Jonathan Greenard. I think would be another guy who's young, is not going to be at a high price tag, but could be a guy that you again sign for 4 years and continues to produce at a high level. He was opposite Will Anderson, benefited a lot by teams that were shifting to Will Anderson and turning protections to him. But I think it opens things up for him. On this defense, it also opens things up for Aiden. Anytime you add somebody up front, and that's why I would be more inclined to add somebody at a higher end up front than on the back end, because I got some of the guys like you're talking about, older 31, 32 year old guys that I think you could put on the back end, but I would like to have some fresh legs, some younger bodies up front for some of the wear and tear.
Yeah. And Bryce Huff for me is a guy, when you watch his film, I mean, there's times where he looks like an all-pro Hall of Fame rusher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With his burst, his get off, his bend, his agility. I don't mind that as long as you do your homework, right? Because there's a reason, I think, maybe why Bryce Huff was maybe kind of a situational guy with the Jet. Like it looked like they never trusted him to be like a three down player.
Right.
It was almost, hey, just play on third down and go use your speed and put some pressure on the quarterback. I don't mind if you go get a guy like that, but I think there might be a little bit more homework to do there as far as why could this guy never figure out a role with the Jets?
It all depends on the price you're going to pay. Right, exactly. You're not going to pay him for a three down guy, but you're going to pay him for 12 sacks.
A couple other names I just wanted to throw out, and this was the connection part. Obviously, we know AG and Dan Campbell aren't that far removed from still being in New Orleans. They still had a couple really good players. One of them, Marcus Davenport, was a first round guy in New Orleans, mm-hmm. big edge guy. Could play a 5-tech, might even be able to play a 3-tech for you. He's had some injury concerns. He went to Minnesota after New Orleans. Had one nice year. I think he had 8 or 9 sacks, was a really nice player, and then he was kind of injured, right? Obviously, there's a New Orleans connection there. Both those guys were there when he was taken in the first round and maybe might fit the mold of a guy who might be a little bit forgotten based off of injury history. Yep. I could see maybe Marcus Davenport being a guy maybe later on, maybe week 2 in the free agency, if it goes that far, to say, hey, let's see if this guy's got anything left in the tank. Obviously, we got to make sure we feel comfortable on the medical part of it. But I think he's a guy that might be able to kind of rejuvenate his career a little bit with maybe when you pair him again with some familiarity with Aaron Glenn and bring him into this defense. And another guy, Sheldon Rankins. He was an interior guy. Sheldon Rankins was, for me, one of the most underrated defensive tackles in this league, probably 3 years ago when he was with New Orleans, and he was a beast and he was very good. And then he went to New York first couple of years there. I mean, I thought he was really good. And then he's kind of a name that I think he's 30 years old now. So he's not getting the hype and the attention that obviously a guy like Christian Wilkins is going to get.
He was in Houston last year, right?
And then I think he was in Houston. Yeah. But I think he was in the Jets for, he was at the Jets for maybe a year, maybe 2 years. And then I think you end up in Houston. But veteran type guy, right? There's a little bit of a connection there, obviously, with Aaron Glenn being familiar with him from their time in New Orleans. So those might be some sleeper guys to look at. Like we mentioned, maybe not the top end guys that would get everybody, oh my God, we can't give it. Right. But I think those are a couple names, too, that maybe we should watch over the next couple of days to see if there's a potential reunion. And I think both those names as well would be able to help out, bring in a little bit more of that veteran presence to the defensive line that you have right now. That is still pretty young.
So I've got two guys on the back end before I switch to one guy offensively.
I know I said top 5. We already listed 15 names.
What the hell? We'll take them all.
Top 20 list.
Two guys in the secondary that I think they'll probably wait the market out a little bit to see, because they're some of the, they've had, great careers. They're a little bit older. One of them, Stephon Gilmore. I think we talked about him last week.
Yeah.
He's going to see probably where the, let it play out a little bit, let the market set itself and see where he fits in. He might even be a guy that doesn't sign until closer to camp. I think he would be a great addition. Obviously, I think he's what, 32, 33 years old. He'd be a guy
I think,
that
yeah.
you've got this small window where you're going to have a little bit of extra money to be able to spend, but you don't want to commit it long-term. Some of the guys that you talked about, probably, you know, older guys, 30, 31, probably going to sign a 2 or 3 year deal. I think Stephon Gilmore, it might even be just a 1 year deal that they bring him in and let him perform in the secondary. Another guy that was just released by Miami, Xavien Howard. I think he could be a guy who's 31. You signed him to a 2 year deal. He'd be a great upgrade in the secondary, a guy that can be your number one cover corner opposite Cam Sutton, that I think could go out there and instantly upgrade that position with great experience. And it again allows AG to be very creative with how he uses the secondary.
Yeah. And I like both those names. And there's, you know, I think you're really going to have an opportunity to find probably 2 or maybe 3 really, really good secondary pieces to add to this team. We know the safety market is completely saturated right now. I mean, there are like 20 starting safeties that are going to be available just with all the releases, right? The Bills released both of their guys, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. Denver released Justin Simmons, who has been an all-pro type guy, you know, for his entire career. That is a ball hawk type safety. Look, we haven't heard anything when it comes to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, right? And if the Lions even have any plans of bringing him back. So that's going to be another hole that you're going to have to fill. I think we saw how complex this defense could be when they kind of ran that 3-safety look last year. We obviously expect Ify Melifonwu to be a big part of this defense moving forward. And Kirby Joseph certainly to be a piece. But do they look at that safety position and say, hey, we can get an automatic upgrade right now and get it at a buyer's fair market value, since there are so many of these guys on the market? Could you go after a guy like a Jordan Poyer? Could you go after a guy like Justin Simmons? I mean, that to me would be another home run, giving Aaron Glenn more talent on the back end to work with. A couple other names. And look, I know we're not talking about L'Jarius Sneed, because that would be a trade piece, right? That's not part of the free agent, although he's probably going to be a guy that, if he does get moved, will probably happen over the next week or two, if not the next couple of days. But a couple other names, you know, Sean Murphy Bunting is a guy that was really interesting to me. I mean, he played 4 years with Tampa Bay, was a huge part of their Super Bowl run, was a huge part of their playoff run. I think the year they won the Super Bowl, he had like an interception, I think, in every game. Local guy, I think it was a Central Michigan talent coming out of the draft. He was a guy, and I think changed Tampa Bay's defense when they decided to let him walk. If you remember last year, they kind of had Tampa Bay either had to pay Sean Murphy Bunting, or they had to pay, I think it was Jamel Dean, who was the other free agent corner. They chose Jamel Dean and let Sean Murphy Bunting walk. And that secondary for Tampa, to me, was not the same. Sean Murphy Bunting was outside guy on early downs, and then, hey, on third downs, when they'd bring in some other players, he could move inside, he could move to safety, a valuable piece. He went to Tennessee last year on a 1 year deal. He's still pretty young. I think he's 26 years old. I think that could be a guy that could be intriguing to say, maybe he's not going to be at the high end of the corner market. Maybe that's a guy that could be a tier two type guy, like we saw with Cam Sutton coming in last year, or an Emmanuel Mosley coming in last year, but a guy that's had, a past of being a number one corner. You'd still need more pieces, and maybe you do it by, just finding your best matches. Hey, we're not going to play number one, number two. We're just going to find our best matches. I think Sean Murphy Bunting could be a guy where if they brought him in, probably wouldn't have any issue with it. You know, I know his ball productivity was down a little bit last year in Tennessee, but that was a horrific defense. So he could be a guy that I would target. And maybe on the second tier, like we mentioned, a Jordan Poyer, a guy who's a veteran guy. Micah Hyde was a guy that I played with in Green Bay, who's still around the NFL, who had a neck issue, I think a couple years ago, maybe early last year, ended up coming back. He's still a hell of a player, and just knowing him personally would be also a guy when you talk about what kind of character are they, what kind of person are they, I think would be a perfect fit for what Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn are trying to do.